Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sideline reporter for WBBM News Radio 780.
Of course, if you're not down with that, we got two words for you!
Bears hit.
We need Mark Grody.
With Mark Grody.
Excuse me. Couldn't get to the cough button there in time.
Didn't notice.
Illinois State's finest alum, Mark Grody, joins Lawrence Holmes on 670 The Score.
Yeah, ordinarily we do this with Groats as he's previewing the game that's coming up. So, yes, we do expect to talk to you tomorrow on the show, Mark Grody, to preview Bears versus Lions. He joins me on the Circa Casino and Resort Hotline. Make your way out to Las Vegas because Circa has got the best damn sports book around. You will enjoy yourself. You will be poolside. You may even be in the pool making bets, watching all the large TVs that they got there in downtown Vegas. Okay, Groats, I am going to lay out here. I'm going to allow you, being in the room, covering this team, to tell the story to the Bears fan listener. What's going on?
Well, first of all, Lawrence, I can definitely tell you there hasn't been one question about the Detroit Lions today. But for people who don't know, just tuning in right now, there was a report this morning that Matt Nagy would be allowed to coach the Detroit Lions game on Thanksgiving Day, and then that would be it for him, as in he would be fired after that game, be fired in season, something the Bears have never once done. We spoke to the Bears head coach, Matt Nagy, just a short while ago, and he says that the report is not accurate that he will be fired after the Detroit game. It needs to be pointed out, though, that when Matt Nagy was asked follow-up questions, and including one of them being, do you think, are you pretty sure then you're going to be here for the rest of the season? And he gave a very ambiguous answer. The answer was, hey, I'm just worried about this game right now. I don't have time to think about those kind of things. We're focused on the Detroit Lions. So in other words, he would neither confirm nor deny his status or his job future going forward for the rest of this year, but he did say that the initial story that he'd be out after Detroit is inaccurate. I asked him during the press conference, hey, if this report, as you said, is inaccurate, aren't you pissed that a story that kind of damning would come out? And he said this several times throughout the press conference, that he understands how the media works and how Twitter works and how these stories get out there. In other words, there's a way of saying, hey, this is business as usual. It's you guys putting stuff out there. And I've become accustomed to it. He was also asked about some of the booing that has gone on, including at his son's high school football game in Lake Forest. And he said that he didn't hear about it. He doesn't know about it, and kind of smiled his way through it. And, you know, just saying that none of it is stuff that he's paying attention to. You got to have the blinders on, and that his, you know, that he is focused on his players. Now, as far as the players are concerned, we've spoken to a couple today. As a matter of fact, Allen Robinson is at the podium right now, so that'll be interesting to hear what's coming out of his mouth in terms of support for Matt Nagy. He always has supported him, but
especially,
you know,
considering
Gibson,
that his podcast partner says that there isn't a lot of support for Matt Nagy in that locker room.
Yes, I should have added that. That's what I meant when I said it could be interesting to hear what he's saying. But the thing with Allen Robinson is he's always let his agent do the talking and the complaining and the critiquing and other people, like maybe even in the media too. And Allen Robinson has always, you know, been a good guy in terms of what he has said to us, or a supportive guy of his teammates. I've never really seen him kind of step out of that character, but we shall see once, you know, Allen Robinson finishes talking. But Tashawn Gibson was up there, and he did say, and I tweeted it out, that, you know, he said he thinks that most of the locker room, or all of the locker room, is behind Matt Nagy. And we don't know what is truth and what is not truth at this point in terms of who supports Matt Nagy and who does not, and who would actually come out and say things like that. Andy Dalton spoke today too. He was supportive of Matt Nagy. And, you know, generally speaking, Lawrence, the line from anybody that is even from Matt Nagy is, hey, we got a game to prepare for. We understand that stuff is out there. You know, the media world we live in and things like that. So kind of the answers that you would suspect, because everything at this point continues to be, until we hear something concrete, is all speculation. But again, the headline is that Matt Nagy says the report about Detroit is not accurate.
I thought it was interesting. He offered up that while there was no meeting where, according to him, there was no meeting with the higher-ups to say that he was fired, I did think that it was interesting. He's like, oh, yeah, but we did have this scheduled conversation that we were, and I was like, oh, that's interesting that they would schedule a conversation for week 11 of the season. But
Right, exactly. So, you know, being that he would not really give us an exact yes or no answer on his season and what may or may not become of him in terms of his future in Chicago, speculation remains fair on whether or not he lasts the rest of this season, or if they wait until, you know, January 9th after the Minnesota game to let him go. So, I mean, this is not done yet, and who knows? Who knows what happens after the Detroit game? Maybe there is some accuracy to it, and maybe it's if he loses, he loses his job. Who knows? But it's total, like, stand by. We'll find out what's next, because this is not over.
Are you surprised that we haven't heard from anyone with authority who isn't Matt Nagy?
Yeah. I thought for sure that there would be something today from somebody not named Matt Nagy, especially if, assuming they didn't want this story to get out there, you would think that, and if it is true that it is inaccurate, you would think that they would want somebody to come out and say succinctly what is or is not going on, as to delete or to eliminate the speculation. You know, it is out there. It is running rampant. We are talking about it on The Score. Everybody's talking about it, tweeting about it, writing about it. It is a massive story today, despite what Matt Nagy said, and it will continue to be until there is some sort of resolution to it. So the fact that they didn't speak could add further to potential evidence that, you know, his job is insecure during this 2021 season.
There's something I wanted to add to something you offered earlier. Allen Robinson is at the podium. He was asked about Jordan Schultz, his podcasting partner, saying that Matt Nagy had lost the locker room. And A-Rob said this: I'm a grown-ass man, and I don't need anyone to speak through anyone. He says that He has opinions. He shares them on social media himself, not through any intermediary. So that's what Allen Robinson is saying about what Jordan Schultz had to say about that locker room. You and your Bears Daily Minute had, I thought, a really interesting piece of sound from Jalen Johnson. For Herbie, can you load it up? Because I don't expect that Groats can just snap his finger and have it play off of the recorder. But
yeah, that'd be tough. Yeah.
Can you load it up so that we can go through it and we can hear it? And just let me know when you have it. But I thought that it was a really interesting point of view that Jalen Johnson offered about where the Bears stand in their 5-game losing streak. What was your reaction to that?
Yeah, I mean, I think I asked the question, you know, like, for full context, and I don't remember if I left my question on in the Bears Daily Update or not, but I asked Jalen Johnson, did any player address the locker room after that defensive breakdown against Baltimore, the loss to Baltimore? Because Roquan Smith told Bears Radio that he, or somebody told Bears Radio that Roquan Smith last week or after the Pittsburgh game had addressed strongly the locker room. So that was the spirit of the question that I was asking. And he basically, you know, shot back to me, hey, you know, how many? Okay, so Herbie's got the audio, so I don't have to fight my way through this. Go, let's hear it.
Time now for the Bears Daily Update. I'm Mark Grody. Get the ultimate VIP fan package with Chicago Bears VIP, including game ticket and an appearance from a Bears legend. Visit ChicagoBears.com. Talk is cheap. The Bears record reads 3-7, and cornerback Jalen Johnson says, despite that, there's no table-pounding addresses going on in that locker room.
Yeah, there's nothing to talk about. What are we? You're not going to beat a dead horse. Like I said, we're all men. I mean, coming in here and saying we got to figure out a way, I mean, to me, is BS. Like, we're not going to keep talking. We got to find ways to win. We got to just get it done. I mean, whatever it is. I mean, like I said, whatever it is, but there's nothing to keep coming in here and talking about and having all these rah-rah speeches. Like, we've had 5 weeks of rah-rah speeches. So, I mean, I don't think that talking is anything that we need to be doing.
The Bears play a winless Detroit team this Thursday, Thanksgiving Day. A Lions team which fell to Cleveland 13-10 on Sunday with their backup quarterback, Tim Boyle. And for the record, Detroit does have a tie this season, 0-9-1. That's the Bears Daily Update.
That is one sharp report right there.
Did you choose the funky music for the Bears
Daily Update? I don't know. I do the reports. I get it down to 60 seconds, and I send it in, and Russ Matera works his magic, or whoever the great producers are for the Bears Daily Update at the Score. Somebody's doing it for all of our radio stations. But, yeah, I think the only thing that needs to be added contextually is that it was – I asked if, you know, a player would address it, but, you know, he's right, though. Like, what are they going to keep saying when they come up to the podium to us? What, you know, you can one, I think, like, one rah-rah speech is usually should be the maximum. You can't really just keep doing it every single week as the losses pile up. It definitely loses whatever resonance it might have had at one point in time. So that sounded like a guy who was in Jalen Johnson, who is usually pretty straightforward with us, who is out of answers. And he also knows that if he attempts to give answers, that it probably won't be met very kindly because they just got to win a game and there's nothing they could say.
Okay. Now to what the only piece of like game news that matters, what's the status of the quarterback situation?
So, not shockingly, Andy Dalton will start for the Bears. And it was kind of funny because normally that would be the breathless question that we would all trying to be asking Matt Nagy today and hoping to get an answer, and sometimes frustrated we don't. But after we had asked, you know, 10 or 11 questions about the job status report of Matt Nagy, somebody finally said, by the way, who's quarterbacking for you Thursday? And I think Matt Nagy even was like, he knows what's going on and he knows they've lost.
He was relieved.
Like, he was for the first time ever. Matt Nagy was so happy to tell us that who the starting quarterback is going to be, and it will be Andy Dalton. And I, you know, we'll find out what, you know, what hopefully more on the injury eventually. and how long it might keep Justin Fields out. But yeah, this is obviously no surprise. I mean, when you hear he's got a ribs injury and it's a short week, I fully support Matt Nagy on not starting your future quarterback in this game against the Lions.
Okay, and if that's where they're going to go, that's where they're going to go with it, and hopefully he will be fit and ready to roll against Arizona and their defense in 10 days after the game they play on Thursday. Groats, as always, I appreciate the Cracker Jack reporting that's going on by you and the questions that are being asked up there as we try to follow what the hell is going on with the Bears. Thanks for the time, man, and get back into the locker room because I know that there's still work to be done.
Yes, there is, and I will let you know if anything changes, man.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.